There's some good news on the fishing grounds in southeast Alaska in the first weeks of the summer salmon season. Processors are paying some of the highest prices fishermen have seen in the last decade. It could be a silver lining in a year with low returns expected. To find out more, KFSK's Melody Kay hitched a ride aboard a fishing tender as it loaded up on the early season catch and files this report.
Deckhand Shannon Smallwood stands aboard the Icicle Seafoods tender, the Afognak. She calls out the pounds of dog or chum salmon they're bringing on board from a nearby gillnetter. On this rare sunny day in southeast, even these darker salmon, caught near their hatchery release site, shimmer on the sorting table. It's a brief moment before the load gets pushed into the tender's refrigerated hold. Given the season's price for chum salmon, that's almost $850 worth hitting the tender's chilly waters. And the price this year is one of the bright spots in the season's fishing.
The highest that I've seen since I've been tendering.
That's Trevor Pollard, skipper and part owner of the Afognak. Fishermen who hold contracts with Alaska Glacier Seafoods and Icy Straits all agree.
Yeah, the prices are good. We're getting 10 more cents a pound for chum.
Who are you selling to?
Ocean Beauty.
That's Robert Collier, captain of the Brown Sugar, a gillnetter based out of Auk Bay. The going price for chum is about 65 to 70 cents a pound, and sockeye, which are also prevalent early in the season, are priced at about $2 a pound. Larger king salmon, $4 a pound or more, and coho are selling at 70 cents a pound. Pink salmon, which show up in numbers later in the season, are fetching a quarter a pound. In a year when salmon returns are expected to be low, Stuart Vick, captain of the Erlin, which is based out of Petersburg, says the prices offer some relief.
That helps a lot. Don't have to catch as many. So that's always nice.
But whether the price is high or low, this is
price is good,
out?
Yeah. Really? It seems to just kind of average out. Price is high, we'll probably have a smaller year on the salmon wise.
Prices may be high because of the shorter supply of salmon in Alaska and worldwide. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game projects this year's statewide harvest at 137 million fish, which is significantly lower than the decade-long average of 167 million. Ken Talley, publisher of the Seafood Trends newsletter in Seattle, says globally, farmed Atlantic salmon numbers are down as well. Farms in Chile suffered a viral fish anemia epidemic this year and are still dealing with transportation issues in the aftermath of the earthquake their country experienced earlier this year. Also, Talley says, early in the season, when fish numbers are low, prices are usually high.
And there's a demand now for wild salmon. There's less farm salmon, and now a lot of people are going for wild salmon. And the question is, are the higher prices going to hold, I guess? So, and a lot of that has to do with the overall economy.
Back along the inlets and channels of southeast Alaska, fishermen are hoping the prices will stay high. Rob Shorts, who gill nets out of Petersburg on the Zeus, says a good price is essential.
Everything's expensive. Fuel's expensive. Crab bait's expensive. You know, any maintenance on boats is more and more expensive all the time. And for our processors to find good markets and get a good price is very important.
Into the hole they go.
In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.